Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
You've joined us for episode 37 of The Art of Decluttering. Today, we'll be talking about the most rubbish episode yet.
This is a pretty rubbish episode that we're bringing to people today.
I think it's because we're talking about rubbish.
We're talking about rubbish! It's our Oscar episode.
Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah,
we've got to try not to be so grouchy this episode.
Okay, not so grouchy. We have just had some grapes.
Big Bird!
Is that what he used to do?
He used to call out for Big Bird.
I haven't watched it in probably 30 years. Mm. Good reason for that.
Snuffleupagus.
Say that again.
Snuffleupagus.
Say that again.
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus. No, you're struggling. There's a P in there that's not meant to be there.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking to you about rubbish and how you can use rubbish.
Use rubbish. How can you? You can totally upcycle.
How you can use rubbish services and different ways to get rid of rubbish, upcycling, different types of recycling, and it's going to be an all-round rubbish episode. I'm going to see how many times we can call our episode rubbish. That's four.
How rubbish can you make it?
Pretty rubbish. All right, we'll stop.
Okay, so hard rubbish.
I love my hard rubbish collection. Not all councils do it.
No.
But I am in Banyul Council in Melbourne, and they give you 2 hard rubbish collections per calendar year. So I hadn't used one in 2017. So on the 20th of December, I rang and booked both of them. So my trick is you always book the hard rubbish collection before you know what you're going to put in it. Because then once it's booked, you're kind of forced to put stuff out for the hard rubbish. So I booked a double. So that's double the space, which meant I could get rid of some really big stuff. So we had a door to get rid of, an old bed frame to get rid of. And I just love it because you just chuck all that massive stuff out there and they just take it and it's gone and it's included in your rates.
Excellent.
Just makes me happy. I have a big smile on my face.
I think one of the local councils near me does 10 hard rubbish collections
a
year.
10?
Yeah, I think
so. That is brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, we've never used hard rubbish since we've been in New South Wales.
Well, why not?
We don't have that much to declutter.
Have you ever had big items that have need to go? maybe not. Like, we replaced our air conditioning unit and they were going to charge us an extra $150 to take the old unit away. And I was like, well, for free, I'll book my hard rubbish collection and they can take it away. So yeah, that's what I did.
I think we may have been to the tip once or twice instead, which is another tip that we have for our listeners.
That's a good tip, Kes, to go to the tip. That's a rubbish joke.
I know, it is a rubbish joke. We're full of rubbish today. Lucky this is a kid-friendly podcast, otherwise I'd be saying more than rubbish.
So you've been to your tip. I've never taken a load to my local tip.
I've never been to the tip.
Oh, Simon went to the tip, of course. Of course, I should have just figured that one out. I use a tip guy, like my, I call him my rubbish guy, which is not very nice. Heath, I'm sorry for calling you my rubbish guy. But Heath
is Heath listening?
Heath may be listening. So
we'll tell him to listen. Shout out to Heath.
I love Heath. He's my rubbish skip guy that I send to so many of my clients. I've got a friend that in the last month, I think, used 6 of Heath's skips. They were moving house, so like a legit reason to use 6 skips. But skips are an excellent way to get rid of all that extra rubbish, particularly when you're doing a massive declutter. You always underestimate how much rubbish you're going to end up with after a couple of sessions with one of us.
Do you know what I've become a fan of?
Tell me.
Speaking of skips, the pink things that you can get at Bunnings.
What are they?
They are skips.
What?
Yeah.
At Bunnings?
Yeah.
Like they drop them off or something?
No, they're like, I can't explain it.
Too much pressure. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play charades. Kirsty is currently acting out with her hands like a folding thing. So I'm going to go like blue bags at IKEA that you unfold and they become huge.
Skip-like. Skip size.
Really? But
yeah.
Okay. But floppy sides?
Floppy sides.
But that's annoying.
No, because they've got, like, they're that tough. They're way tougher than the blue IKEA
Don't
bags.
Don't you diss IKEA blue bags. I once moved 1 ton of firewood using only my bare hands and one of the blue IKEA bags. Possibly not the most efficient way to move a ton of firewood. Yes. And it took me 6 hours, but I did it. By George, I did it.
By Giorgio?
By Giorgio, I did it. Wow, the puns today, ladies and gentlemen.
Giorgio is Amy's maiden name, for those who don't know.
It was a rubbish joke.
And it was a rubbish joke. And I've got so many words going through my head to adjectives to use for your IKEA firewood.
It was momentous. But tell me about these Bunnings bags. So you unfold it and it becomes like a skip. And then do they come pick it up?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So you just call the number on the side of the bag and they come and pick it up.
I am going to investigate this.
Mm. The other place is 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Amy can't talk right now.
So they come and pick up your junk as well?
Yes. And they take whatever.
And it's a big truck. I'm pretty sure they pack it on for you. It's not like a skip where they drop it off and you fill it and then hope your neighbours overnight don't fill it with their junk.
Mm.
They'll actually come and just pick it up for you.
Which we forgot to mention last week in our donations, because Salvo's, Vinny's, like a few places, you can just ring them up and they'll come and pick up
your
stuff.
Yeah, we talked about that with Diabetes Victoria.
But we didn't mention that.
No, we didn't.
A whole lot of other places.
Heaps of places will come and pick them up, which is really good because then you can just book it, set and forget.
Yes. So back to these pink bags.
Yeah.
Bunnings. I'll find out the name for it and put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look.
And so, yes, at the start they cave in a little bit.
Yeah, but as you fill it.
As you fill it, and if you put a door in, you just put it on the side and prop it up.
Wow, this is revolutionary, people.
So it's so convenient because you don't have to like go, oh, okay, we forgot to order a skip bin and they're busy on a Saturday.
Yeah, because you've got to like book it in advance.
Yeah, you can go to Bunnings, pick up this pink bag, and then you might have this skip sitting on your driveway or on your front lawn for a little while, for a couple of days. But that's the same as a skip anyway.
That is brilliant. Yeah. And I kind of love that it's pink.
It's pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah.
I almost want to go now and just check them out.
We'll go to Bunnings, Eltham on the way home.
Would you do that for me?
Yes.
That's like speaking my love language.
You know how much I love you, Amy. I will totally go to Bunnings and we will find these pink bags.
You're the best.
Yeah, so I think they're about $60 to buy.
Yep.
And then I can't remember if you have to pay
pick up fee. I can't remember.
Probably.
Because my clients got them once and I've been telling other clients to do it, but I haven't actually investigated it properly.
I'm going to investigate it properly on our behalf this afternoon at Elf and Bunnings.
Yes,
we will. Because I love Heath and Heath will pack a skip for me, but sometimes I'm outside his service zone and it's just not worth the time. So, this is awesome.
Yeah, and you could have some in your boot along with your IKEA products because they literally pack down to like an A4 size bag.
I am fist pumping the air. This is so exciting.
Jared, turn around and have a look at her. She's like, it's the small things, peeps. It's the small things.
Oh, this is so good. Okay, so hard rubbish we love. And now we also love the pink bags from Bunnings.
Yes.
And I don't use my local tip, but Kirsty does. And the reason I don't use my local tip is because I pay Heath. And Heath takes my stuff to the local tip, which is awesome.
Excellent. I know my father-in-law used to go and scavenge metal.
And then recycle it and get paid for it.
Yes.
What a clever man.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, tell me.
Do you know how in South Australia and Northern Territory.
Yes.
Bottles.
10 cents.
10 cents. They've bought that in New South Wales. As of January.
Your kid's going to have like a part-time job.
I know. I was so thinking that. Except we never drink soft drinks.
You should start drinking soft drink. Just so that you can get the 10 cents back at the end of it.
So let's pay $2.40 so we can get 10 cents back. No, that does not make financial sense.
Find a pub that serve beer or something in cans and offer to take that away for them so they don't have to pay for rubbish removal. And you guys can like go and get your 10 cents per can.
Ah.
Or go to like, oh my gosh, my brain is like hurting.
I can see the sparks exploding outside of your head.
My children.
I know. I'm just thinking about Jesse and Elijah. They would go mental.
Well, we were talking yesterday. This is totally off the topic of rubbish. We were talking about what they would like
to. Sounds pretty rubbish to me.
What kind of jobs they would like to have when they're 14. Because I said to them, you know, when
14,
you're 14.
9 months.
Exactly. You'll be getting a job and that's what mummy did and it's really good for you.
Did daddy do that?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him. I don't know.
We were both. Simon was Safeway and I was Tucker Bag Watsonia.
Oh, Tucker Bag Watsonia. Well, Elijah said he'd quite like to work at McDonald's and work his way up to a managing position.
Mm.
And then my 11-year-old had the comment of the week. He goes, Mum, are there jobs for 14-and-a-half-year-olds that don't have to speak to other people? He's a people person sometimes and other times he finds them annoying, a little bit like his mother.
Finds his mother annoying.
Because he said to me, like, sometimes you have a job that you don't have to talk to people. And that's true. I have an admin job that sometimes I do. I can just sit at my computer with my headphones on and not be interrupted. And I said to him, sweetie, mummy had to work a long time before she could find a job. She didn't have to speak to people all the time. I'm not sure that's available for 14-and-a-half-year-olds. And then he says, I'll just start a coding business. And then I don't have to talk to people.
See, entrepreneur in the making.
Far out.
These kids.
Rubbish. My kids aren't rubbish.
Okay. This is a call to our listeners to count how many times we say rubbish and let us know on Facebook.
It can be like a jelly bean competition.
Mm.
We will count it, how many times we say the word rubbish, and the first person to let us know the exact number, I will mail a copy of my book to you.
You need to remember this.
This will be a giveaway.
Are we going to remember this?
We are totally going to remember this because I'm so excited about rubbish.
And giving away your book.
And giving away my book.
Because it's rubbish.
Oh, that's a low blow, Kirsty Ferrugia. She knows it's not rubbish. I've seen it proudly put on her
bookshelf.
Bookshelf, that's what those
right
things are called.
Right behind me in my Facebook lives. Yes.
More from us in just a few minutes. Don't forget to visit our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au, and sign up for our bonus episode that's not so secret anymore. We've done episodes on linen cupboards, toys, wardrobes, pantries, jewellery, and so many more. So if you're new to The Art of Decluttering, you'll find loads of great tips like this one from the episode we did on entryways.
We keep hooks right next to our door for our keys. So that coming and going, we put our keys straight away. So if you haven't got somewhere to store your car keys, you can go as simple as what Kirsty was saying, and that's just putting a basket somewhere near the door or on top of something that you know where it is, and just make sure they always go in there. And for us, that's just hanging them up near the door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For so many more tips and tricks.
I want to talk to people about a free rubbish service that they have access to almost every week, and that is your council collection that comes around and picks up your normal green bin or your yellow bin or however that works.
They were going around this morning.
Mine were collected this
morning. They're in Eltham this morning, I saw them.
That's because that's where I live, and mine were collected this morning. So what we do is every week when our normal, like just your general waste is collected, we try and fill the bin. And so what that looks like is on a Wednesday night, and that's where ours are put out, is we just grab a grocery bag and we walk around the house and fill it with any rubbish that's sitting around. So even though my house is pretty decluttered, we can usually get quite a few things in there that's just rubbish sitting around or something that's been forgotten, pamphlets that have been brought home, junk mail that's come in. And we aim to clear the house of rubbish once a week completely. So I recommend to you guys, grab a bag and wander around, and it might be broken toys, it might be CDs you don't listen to anymore. Try and fill that bag and take the biggest advantage you can of the rubbish collection that you have already scheduled every week.
Yeah. How often does your green waste bin get collected?
So we have our regular bin collected weekly, which is a little bin. And then we have a big recycling bin collected fortnightly and our green bin collected fortnightly opposite to the recycling bin.
Same, same.
But right now we are standing on the ground of Nillumbik Council. And to all my poor clients in Nillumbik, they only get their general waste collected once every 2 weeks. And it's a small bin. Which is totally fine if you live on your own, if you have a small family, if you don't have much waste. But all those poor families that have 3 children under 3 all in nappies... How in the world?
I think that I know a family of 10. I know a couple of families of 10 that live in Nillumbik.
I'm pretty sure you can apply for extra bins in that case.
Yeah,
I think you can. I don't ever plan on figuring that out by having that many children, but we're fine with the bin we've got.
If you've got 10 people in your family and you live in Nillumbik, let us know if you've ordered an extra bin.
Do you know sometimes we're very lucky on our street. We are the only young family on our street in our vicinity. And they're all elderly. And so we often will, if we've had a birthday or something, we'll go and fill their bins on a Thursday morning just before they get collected.
After asking them.
Well, there's a on-standing agreement.
Yes.
That,
good. Just good to know.
We don't pre-fill their bins before they put their rubbish in because that's so annoying.
And rude.
And rude. But for me, we have an agreement with Jim and with Rita, with Elizabeth, that we can actually put our rubbish in their bins if we need to, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got our recycling bin over Christmas, got so full, and Simon had done a declutter just before Christmas, and I was like, really? You couldn't have waited until after Christmas?
Because bad timing, dude.
Now we've got a full bin before Christmas.
You should have booked a hard rubbish collection.
We probably should have.
Yeah, see? Did you watch War on Waste?
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you cry?
A little bit.
Oh, I was heartbroken with the amount of waste that we have as Australians.
Yes.
I was embarrassed.
Yes.
And I made a commitment that I would start recycling my soft plastics because previously I didn't even know you could recycle soft plastics.
No, we haven't been educated very well in New South Wales about that. I know people down here talk about it all the time, but in New South Wales I haven't ever heard of anybody talking about soft plastics.
So soft plastics, if you're listening, are plastics that are scrunchable, is pretty much the definition between your recycling waste. So you say you've got a plastic milk bottle, that would go in recycling. But if you've got a plastic bag that your apples came in, that's a soft, it's scrunchable. When you scrunch it, it scrunches. That's pretty technical, isn't it? That can actually be recycled. And so much of our waste is actually soft plastic. And the supermarkets will take it for free and recycle it into like school benches and park benches. So we now have underneath our sink our normal recycling and our soft plastics recycling. And it makes me feel like a pretty good citizen doing it.
Yeah. And I love the idea. Some councils around Australia have instigated compost. Like we were at our mutual friend Kylie Johnson's in Albury on the way down here. And she was showing me her compost bin. And I know Sandringham Council are introducing that this year.
So the council will give you the things you need to do your compost?
Yes.
That is awesome.
So in Albury, it's this like little basket, almost like a shopping basket, but it has a lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a handle like a shopping basket, I think, and it has a lid. And it's got these biodegradable plastic bags that you put in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it can fit under your bin or on your bench top. It's small enough to fit on your bench top. And Kylie was like putting all the food scraps in that.
I love
like,
that idea.
Councils across Australia, get on board this composting biz.
That is excellent, because most of the reason people don't compost is they don't know what they need and they think it's going to be cumbersome and it's going to have to be down the back of the backyard. It's going to be stinky and there are going to be flies everywhere. But if it's something that you can put on your bench top and then do whatever you need to do with it.
Every couple of like days or a day, every day. And the council will come and pick it up for free. Well, you know, as part of your rates.
That's excellent.
Albury do it. And I know Sandringham Council because my sister-in-law works for Sandringham Council. I know that they're instigating it this year.
That is excellent.
Yeah, so I need to petition my local council to do that.
Yeah, write a letter to your local council members. Write a letter to your local politicians because that's what they want to hear. What do we want as community members?
We want compost.
We want compost. We don't want to have to touch it, but we really like the social, emotional and
environmental
impacts of compost. Kirsty, tell me about what the bin situation is inside your house. How many bins do you have?
We have two bins.
In the whole house?
Oh, no.
Okay, go again. I know what you're saying. You've got two different types of bins in the house, recycling and not recycling.
Yes, and we actually only have three bins in the house.
Wow. How is that possible?
Because we just take everything to the main bin.
Do you not have a bin at your desk?
No.
Wow.
I just don't use too much in my office. And then the piece of the papers that I do use, because do you know why?
You use both sides of the paper? How did I know this
was
coming?
How did you know? How did you know? We've been having a discussion a couple of weeks ago in real life, but last night in our time as recording, about how Amy uses notepads and she only uses one side. And we put a poll up on Facebook and most people agree with Amy that they only use one side. I'm very disappointed with all you tree killers.
The reason is because I like the softness of pushing on just the right-hand side. I like being able to rip my perforated pages out and then I don't lose stuff on the back. I really love it. And maybe that's why the rest of us are creating a whole lot of rubbish that you're not creating.
Well, one of my friends, Anna Barnes, has put on Facebook on my personal page when I put a photo up teasing you about only using one side of the page. And she said, well, actually, because of the reduction in newspaper usage, like we get our news online.
Yeah.
They are the major contributors of tree killing. So we've
not you,
funnily enough, not
wow,
you.
Amazing.
So globally, tree killing has been reduced.
That's awesome.
Because of our need for instant news.
Yeah, so carbon emissions are way up, but newspapers are way down. Awesome.
So she said, just let Amy go. And she was actually bagging
you
out
Anna.
For writing it down. She goes, if she's organised, why don't you have it in Dropbox file or something?
Oh, I like the handwritten.
I know. I didn't have time to
I like
answer.
Tactile. Okay, yeah. Can I tell you how many bins we have in our house?
Well, no, let me tell you about ours first.
Okay, please.
We only have one other bin. Other than we've got a recycle bin and our
bathroom.
Ah.
See?
I have no
hidden
idea.
Hidden bins.
Hidden bins. So we have
Try again.
We have one in the playroom for the kids, scrolling.
Beautiful artwork that mum wishes she could frame.
Yep. And all their craft paraphernalia. We have one in the main bathroom and we have one in our bathroom.
That's three.
That's it.
Two in the kitchen.
Yeah. And the recycle and...
That's five.
Yeah. So we have five.
Okay. That's not too bad. We have one in Cal's office. One in Jessie's bedroom.
Two.
One in Elijah's bedroom.
Three.
One in my laundry.
Four.
Two in the kitchen.
Five.
One at my desk.
Seven.
One in the master bedroom.
Eight.
And that's it.
Eight. And your house is like at least half the size of ours.
Yeah. But I don't want to have to walk with rubbish. And I hate it when rubbish doesn't make it in the bin. Like I cannot cope with someone.
So what you're saying is that you're lazy and you don't want to use your legs.
Yes. They're painted on. That's what my mum always used to say. Was she right?
So what I do in my study, if I've got pieces of paper that need to go in the recycle bin, they just get piffed on the floor until I walk past them
desk. I can't. It has to, once something's been decided for rubbish, I need it to go in the bin immediately.
Well, if that was the case, I'd get off my bottom and go walking.
Well,
but do you have like
10 times a day?
So then in your office, in your next, your desk, do you have a recycle bin and a rubbish bin?
No, which I probably... I've thought about...
you chuck everything, you chuck all your scrappy pieces of paper in the rubbish?
Yes, I do.
You're killing me, Amy.
I do it.
You need to go back and watch Warren Waste again.
We only have a recycling bin in the kitchen. So when the junk mail comes in, I'll take the bulk of those and put them in the recycling bin. But then if I'm like, say, flicking through the Audi brochure, which I always do because they have ridiculously cool stuff randomly whenever they want, when I'm done with that, it'll go in my bin, not in the recycling bin.
Okay, peeps, I want you to keep Amy accountable to putting her Audi magazine, Audi catalogue in the recycle bin. Even our kids' bin in the playroom gets trawled through for recycle.
Really?
We put our recycle bin out because we've just got a little like 10 litre.
Yeah, that's what we've got in the kitchen. Yeah.
I reckon it gets emptied twice a day.
Wow. Ours would get emptied every day.
Simon's vigilante on recycle bin.
Yeah. I have quite a... In fact, to all my clients who wish that I helped them recycle more, sorry.
Yeah, you don't care about that, Earth. You're leaving it for Jessie and Elijah. And you're not even caring. What about your grandchildren?
What about your great-grandchildren?
You don't care, Amy.
Okay.
I feel like you don't care about me right now. You don't even care about me. You don't even care about the here and now. You're not caring about me and the environment that I'm living in.
See, it goes from 0 to 10 very quickly with my lovely co-host here.
Okay.
So no matter which area of your home that you declutter, our guarantee is you will create rubbish. And we want you to be really mindful about how you get rid of that and get rid of it in a timely manner. And if you've got things that are just too big, use your hard rubbish collection, book a skip, use one of these Fandango pink bags from Bunnings, go to the tip. Just make sure the rubbish doesn't hang around your house because it's not out of your mind until it's out of your sight.
And then you can do daily habits to change the way that you use rubbish in your house. You could consider getting a compost bin that you can get from Bunnings or creating your own, or you could petition your local council to instill compost bins as part of your rubbish collection. You can get rid of soft plastics, to go take them to Coles or Woolies or your local supermarket. And you can make the most of bin day. Go around, make sure you clean up your house every week of all the rubbish that's lying around. And think about your inside bins and how you use them, where they're placed, how many do you actually need, and if you can recycle better in your home.
Guilty as charged. So, Kirsty, do you know what's a bit disappointing?
Me?
No, you are not disappointing. You are lovely. It's a bit disappointing how rubbish this podcast was. I was going to call it a blog.
It's not a blog, it's a rubbish podcast.
A rubbish, rubbish, rubbish podcast. Don't forget, if you know how many times we said rubbish in this episode, it has to be from woe to go. So make sure you listen to the intro, the outro, everything, because we may throw some extra rubbish, quotes, words in at any point, and I would be more than happy to send out the first person that tells me how many times we said it.
Amy's rubbish book.
We will send you out my amazing book.
Yes, it is.
And if you haven't read it yet, you will love it. And if you have, you can pass it on.
And if you want it, even if you can't be bothered re-listening to this episode to count how many times Amy says rubbish and Kirstie says rubbish, you can hop over to Amy's website, simplyorganized.net, and order her beautiful book. It will be totally worth your $30 investment.
It certainly will. $29.95 including postage, actually.
Okay, sorry.
You can claim that 5 cents back as if you were in New South Wales and claiming back on a can.
Excellent.
We hope that you have enjoyed this rubbish episode and we can't wait to come back next week and talk about a room in your home, an area in your home you can declutter and organise. So thanks for joining us and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as Simply Organized PO.
You can find me, Kirstie, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learnt some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom. Rubbish.
It is a rubbish joke.
Pretty rubbish.
Rubbish.
Extra rubbish.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.